Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You gotta have faith. All you really need is faith. Faith that really comes your way and makes your day is faith. You gotta have faith. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if it was that easy? If only. Well, today, my sermon's on sola fide.
Oh, sola fide. What's that?
That's Latin. And in Latin, it means by faith alone. Grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. Okay? We call those the three solas. And those are the primary building blocks of the Reformation. All right. We're going to do math today. I just heard, whoa. And we're going to base our sermon today on the Pythagorean theorem. All right, how many of you did I lose? That's right. All right, now stay awake. Okay, let's start talking about this. Behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and they would have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of the deeds. Now, that's from our Old Testament today, and that's really what I'm going to talk about. So God is ticked. His anger will not be finished until he has executed, what a word to use, executed the intents of his heart. You think he meant it when he uses the word executed? You know, it's one of those, don't hold back, God, how do you really feel? Okay, why is he so upset? Well, God sends faithful messengers to his people, doesn't he? Okay? And the messenger in the Bible is the word apostle. Okay, you with me? All right, so we know who the 12 apostles were. 13 if you count Judas. But apostles, messengers, they're sent from God. Okay? Now, our Bible verses today talk about God does not instruct the prophets what to say, because he was talking about these are the prophets that lie. But yet, there are prophets that tell the truth, aren't there? Okay? And so we have people who are listening to these prophets that lie. But you know, the ones that tell the truth faithfully represent God and prophesies to his people God's word. And we know that they speak faithfully to that word. All right, so Pythagoras theorem. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Okay? If you didn't know that, it's what the scarecrow says to the wizard at the end of The Wizard of Oz. The two sides of an isosceles. Okay, when he goes in, that's Pythagorean theorem. But I think we can apply that kind of thing to logic, too. That's what a syllogism is. If A equals, but and B can equal C. You with me? All right, so I think our A squared in this point is God's prophets. And they're telling the truth to people. And they're doing it through faith. All right, well now faith in this case got a little bit different message, doesn't it? A little meaning. All right, we know what faith is when it comes from us. And you can speak in faith. But yet, that speaking in faith is what they believe, not what isn't necessarily in the heart. Okay. But the good prophets are the ones who are speaking God's word faithfully to the people. Well, if that's our A squared, if God's word is faithfully spoken, then the next part is it has to be heard through faith before anything in the world could be changed. There's our B squared. So if A squared, which is speaking faithfully in faith, and B squared, which is listening as faith, is going to lead us to something, isn't it? A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Okay. I haven't talked about what C squared is yet. So is listening faithfully easy? What if you're listening, but you've got the false prophets talking to you? Are you going to be listening to God's word? Good question, isn't it? But yet you're taking it as God's word because they say it is. How do you know? There's a good question. How many times does the Bible tell us about the people who listen but do not hear? They look but they do not see. Well, first of all, people can be attentive on the outside, okay? But if you ask them, what did I just say? You know, they're right here, and they said, okay, lights are on, nobody's home. You know, it's one of those. Okay, and we know people like that, we've all had time when we're like that too. Okay, but going back, how do you know when the word of truth is being spoken to you? Well, that's going to lead us to the third part of our equation, the C squared. So, A, prophets are prophesying, they're witnessing, they're teaching God's word. B squared, people are listening. What are they hearing? Here's the C squared. When the faith that is a gift of the Holy Spirit in your heart hears those words and knows if they're true or not true. Pardon? Well, yeah, it'll say it in Scripture, but anything can be twisted. You know, it's like when you talk to somebody about a Bible verse and they pull out one verse out of the Bible and say, this is what it says, so this is what that whole section means. You go back and read the whole section, it doesn't mean that at all. Okay? So you can pick and choose one verse and make everything work. Priscilla's sitting here going like this in the back row. You know, and those are the things we have to worry about. Your heart, if you listen through faith, will tell you. But look at our banner, grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. Are they important? You know, Jeff's a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Semper Fidelis. Semper, what does it mean?
Always.
Always. Fidelis. Fide. Faith. Faithful. Okay, always faithful. Semper Paratus. And what does that mean? Always prepared. Paratus is prepared. Okay? But I think, folks, faith is the important word here. It's not the first one of the solas by grace alone. It's the second one. But yet, how do we know God's grace? Through our faith. So if you're not feeling the faith, that the Holy Spirit hasn't kindled that faith in you, how do you have the ability to tell what is right and what is wrong? Does that make sense to you? We can accomplish nothing for Jesus unless we have faith. You know, if you can't tell the difference between what's right and what is wrong, how do you apply that in your life? Does that make sense? You know, and that's the thing. You know, how do we tell? That was a great question. Thank you for that. And no, I didn't have her prompted to ask that question. Yeah, and that's the thing. Sometimes you walk into a church and all of a sudden things don't feel right. What is that? That's the Holy Spirit talking and says, get your butt out the door. Okay. Or if somebody's witnessing to you a scripture, you say, wait a second, that doesn't sound right. That's your faith talking to you. At the time of our baptism, the Holy Spirit enters our heart and kindles our faith. And remember, faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not something that you can study and say, now I have faith because I learned it in this book. There's a lot of stuff I've learned through books, but I didn't know I could learn faith through books. You can't. But the Holy Spirit opens that faith. It gives us that gift. And opens our hearts. Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Because it comes from faith. Let us listen and hear faith within our hearts, and we can accomplish anything through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
May the sola fide keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.